Mommy, 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 mommy.
Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aylin, and we're on day 40 of quarantine. Just kidding. But I decided to bring a quick short episode because, you know, I know there's some people out there right now that are struggling with the whole being in the house thing and basically being limited. And as somebody who enjoys being in the house and who has been limited in many things since like November, I'm like, you know, let me tell you what it's like. Okay, so with everybody being in the house, many people are working from home. It must be nice. But many people are working from home while some of us, our jobs were like, we're not paying you. So you would think like being at home and having all this time for these next couple of weeks, you're like, okay, I could get stuff done that I couldn't get done when I was working, going to school, dropping my kid off, you know, all that other, you know, whatever you had going on before the shutdown. But no, it is kind of struggling to self-motivate yourself and basically to even figure out where to start. Because lately I've been like that too. I'm like, okay, I have this free time and stuff. Let me go ahead and record and edit and do these things that I've been wanting to do. And these past couple of days, I've just been like, oh my gosh, I just want to lay around. Like, I've been cooking, cleaning. That's one thing I can say I've been doing. Because one thing me and my friend Taylor, we were talking and whatnot. And she was like, you know, take this time, spend time with your child to clean up, to meditate. You know, I also said to declutter, you know, for some people, you know, get to know yourself, you know, practice more self-care, you know, do your nails or something, or, you know, figure out what works for your skin, what doesn't work for your skin, what works for your hair, what does not work for your hair. And just so many things you can do. Me, I've been working out. I haven't been meditating because me, I'm an outside meditator and it's been raining. And when it's not raining, it's kind of, you know, the grass is very ugh. So at least try to do some yoga. I did try to declutter. I cleaned my room. I could feel it's this feeling that you get after you clean your room and you just walk into your room and there's nothing on the floor and everything is put up where it needs to be put up and things are thrown away that you've been wanting to throw away for a while. And then there's no clothes on your bed to fold. You know, it's just this good feeling. And then from moving from my bed, my room to like the living room and the kitchen and just organizing stuff puts you in a good feeling. So, of course, for the people who have kids, spending time with your kids, doing the homeschooling. I give it up to teachers because trying to figure out, like, hey, what we're going to learn about today. Hey, how am I going to teach this to my child? To basically have a whole lesson plan is difficult. My daughter, she basically completed all the homework that she was giving before the school decided to, you know, the kids can't come back. So she basically completed all that stuff. So now I'm just trying to figure out, okay, of course she has to read. What else can I teach her? Because she knows her math. So I'm like, okay, let me try to teach her Spanish. I'm not sure, I don't even know Spanish, but you know, we're both learning together. But one thing I did try to do some science with her, some home economics, you know, cooking. I don't know if I'm ready for her to learn how to sew stuff, but you know, whatever goes into home economics that I could remember from school, but I'm also going to research as well. And then of course, physical education. You know, we went outside. And she rode her scooter, I rode my bike, and just kind of get a little bit of fresh air, but not be outside too long because, you know, you never know who you'll come across. But back to, you know, a lot of people not really feeling motivated. I mean, there are people who are taking this time and using their creative brains to keep them entertained so they don't, like, I want to say lose their mind, so they don't be like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And for us people who have anxiety, like me, I don't even like really even be on my phone like that. It's so crazy because you would think like, okay, we have these couple of days, couple of weeks in the house and whatnot, you know, be on your phone, watch TV. I don't even want to watch TV. When I'm on my phone, I'm like, I don't even want to be on my phone no more. So I'm like less on my phone. So it's like, okay, now that my phone doesn't entertain me, what is there else to do? And I know some people are freaking out about that. And me, the reason I think I was less on my phone is because, like, every time I'm scrolling, I see some conspiracy theory. And, like, that just, I'm trying to keep my anxiety down based off of everything that's already going on. I'm trying to keep my anxiety down without having to, like, oh my gosh, freak out or whatnot. So, just, you know, I just log off. You know, most people reporting stuff, man, all you gotta do is just log off. If you feel like it's going in that direction, just log off. Like I said, take this time to get to know yourself. But for the people who are like me, who have these ideas that you want to put out there, you're just trying to motivate yourself. For the ones who have partners, you know, you have a supportive partner, you could just sit down, talk to your partner, and just try to plan out some time to where you just, hey, you focus on this, you focus on that, and then bam, you're done or whatnot. Or if it takes extra long, how much time that you're going to dedicate this now that you have 24 hours open, if your person has 24 hours open. And another thing I read was that awkwardness is okay. I know I'm a person that struggles with awkwardness, so to hear that awkwardness is okay, like you might feel a little bit of cringy about it, is that awkwardness is a good thing. So according to this creative director, Casey Day Pont, this person said that creatives embrace the occasional awkwardness that comes with video calls, or if a person that records, sitting in front of a camera, or doing voiceovers, or actually performing what you gotta perform in front of the camera if you're not doing commentary, if you're doing something like a DIY, a hairstyle, a how-to, whatever. So, it says, since you never know where such moments may lead. I'm a person, I don't do video calls because it's like, I'm gonna say my angles, but I would say it's weird because I've had a Galaxy for like majority of my time I've had a phone. So to have an iPhone and constantly have people FaceTiming, it's like, oh my gosh, like you are going to look at the ceiling if you FaceTime me, because it's always an awkward moment, or it's like an awkward time during the day, or it's just like, I don't like how the camera, I don't like how I look in the camera. It's always the angle that makes me look weird. But it says that awkwardness is good. You know, take your time. And it says, enjoy having space to think. You know, for the people who are always around people and always out and about and always keeping themselves busy, you know, for them it's like, oh my God, I need to be around people. Because some of them are not used to being alone. So for people who grew up with a whole bunch of siblings, some of them, they enjoy their alone time because you're so used to constantly being around people. So when you're alone, you're like, okay, I enjoy this. And people think that introverts just hate being in social settings. It's like, I like being at home, but I do like interacting with people every here and there. I can't be in the house all the time, just me in the house all the time. I would need at least an hour. I would say an hour a week just to interact with people and stuff. And I'll be straight if I was that type of person. But me, it always depends on my mood, though. But it says, give yourself enough space to think. Give yourself enough space to work with. That's what I said, declutter. Like, declutter, organize, clear out, move around. I'm about to move my bed to see how it's going to look if I moved it. Because the first time I moved it, it gave me a little bit more space. But I feel as though I'm just going to be just like, what you call that? Just like basically throwing everything in a pot, mixing it up, and then just throwing it back out. Because it's about so much space in my room I could work with to try to give myself more space. If I had a smaller bed, I'd probably have more space to work with. But I'm trying to decide where I want to put my desk. Because right now where my desk is, it's very awkward, but it feels like I'm in timeout. And I used to have my desk in front of my window. But I guess don't know, I just couldn't work with it. But and the last thing it says is, like, build your strength. It says build or strengthen your partnership. So for the people that are in relationships or you're getting to know somebody, I feel as though, you know, if you're stuck in the house with somebody or you're doing the long distance thing, you know, take the time to focus on other people. Like I said, just spend time with other people. Video calls. There's so many creative things. Listen, when you have so much open time, it's so much creative things that you could come up with. So many people are hopping on TikTok, creating creative TikToks. A lot of people are finally dusting off their cameras and turning them on and saying what the hell they gotta say. And some people like me are dusting off the memory cards and editing. I'm working on my editing skills. That's basically what I've been doing, and working on my photo and video editing skills. Cause I know one of my friends, he wants me to he's been trying to get me to shoot a music video for him for the longest, and I've just been avoiding it. So I'm like, okay, girl, like just do the shit. So I've been working on my video editing skills. So when I do get the footage, I'm able to flow. So I've been doing that with, like, old videos or videos that I've recorded for Instagram, and I still have the footage. So, you know, just to extend the extended footage versus the keeping under 1 minute. So it's a lot you could do. Meditating. I've been reading a lot about self-care. And one thing was, like, meditate at least daily. Try to exercise 3 times a week. Because keeping your body active is going to boost whatever heck those chemicals are. But keeping your body active is going to keep you kind of, like, on a goal. And it kind of keeps you motivated and stuff. Because once that blood is pumping, once you, like, you know, you're like, okay, I'm able to think. I'm able to do what I gotta do. And, you know, it's okay to open the windows, let some fresh air in. So that's just what I've been looking at as a person. Shoot, to be honest, I've been kicking back, chilling and stuff. Like, me and my daughter, we just be vibing. I did her hair last night, just threw it up in some ponytails, because, I mean, she's not really going nowhere. So I'm putting these temporary styles in her hair just to see how they look, just to future references and whatnot. And we just been chilling and vibing and stuff. She hasn't been really, like, most people been freaking out by kids and stuff. But I guess because since it's just her, she's so used to being by herself that she knows how to entertain herself. Because, like, bruh, my mom is here. So she let me sleep. She let me sleep, and she's just been on her tablet looking at stuff about numbers, math, problem solving and stuff. And it's like, well, how did she get to that? Look, kids just be clicking on stuff, and then eventually they find what they're looking for. But that's just what she's been doing, is just being on her tablet and just looking at different videos and stuff. She did some art earlier. She was following a tutorial on how to draw something. So she said she's gonna come back to that later. But yeah, that's just what we've been doing and stuff. I've been trying to get her to clean her room, but that's a process within itself. So this is a video I came across on Facebook, and it was like, are 9-to-5 working guys out of style, or is it fast money the way to go? So just listen to these parts right here.
I can't fuck with no nigga that working 9-to-5. I don't know why. I just need a fast money ass nigga. It don't necessarily have to be like drugs or like fraud, but like rapping or like dealing with media or like shit like that. Just like get
you
it.
You want a nigga with no? So hold on, what are we?
Like, doing? If I come to you and I need some shit, I don't need you to be like, well, my check come on Friday. Fuck that. I need you to get that shit right now. Like,
so I feel like it depends with a 9-to-5. Like, if you 9-to-5 at Burger King or something, hell no. But if you 9-to-5 at JP Morgan or something, hell yeah, because I know that Friday check about to have multiple zeros.
First of all, what the hell? Who put these people in front of a microphone? First of all, she was like, if you're 9-to-5 in front of Burger King, hell no. But if you're 9-to-5, like, at a bank, I believe. She said Jiffy Morgan. I don't know what the heck she said. But they started talking about banks and whatnot. And she was like, oh, if you have a job like that to where you're covering up what you're really doing. And it's so freaking confusing. Because basically, throughout the whole video, because I think the video is like a little bit, it's a whole bunch of it left, like 2 minutes left. But throughout the whole video, she was like contradicting herself. Basically, what she was saying is like, you could tell she doesn't really know what she wants. Because she was like, I want a man that gets fast money, but he's not doing no fraud or no scamming or no drug dealing, but he's like a rapper and he's working in media. And basically, I feel as though if she's kind of saying like, oh, I want a man that gets his money right after he does his work. He's not a person that has to wait for a check. She's like, I don't want no man where I gotta wait till you get paid on Friday. But it depends on the person's situation. Basically, everything they were saying, they were like, it wasn't making no sense because they were contradicting themselves. But like I said, and well, in my unpopular opinion, I said it's okay to have a job. It's okay to have a 9-to-5. Because I understand in Atlanta is considered Black Hollywood. You know, there's so many Black people doing the damn thing. A lot of them have their own businesses and stuff. And people think like, oh, if a person has their own business and they, you know, they got people shouting them out, they constantly have business that, oh, they got money and stuff. But a lot of it goes into having your business. Paperwork, so much money you gotta put out. It's, you gotta figure out your target market. You gotta figure out how to at least break even. Cause some people, they struggle to even break even. As in, if I'm spending $200 on inventory, I need to make that $200 back and more just to keep my business somewhat flowing. And first of all, there's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. Like, I want me a 9-to-5, okay? You get benefits. I like stable money, all right? Fast money ain't good money. People think because you get the money right then and there, that, oh, it's better than waiting for a check every 2 weeks, every week, twice a month or whatnot. Listen, I like stable money. I like stability, all right? I like to grow, all right? I like bonuses. I like benefits. I like knowing what my schedule is going to be like next week, next month. I like the bonuses during the holidays, time off where I'm still getting paid for time off, the ability to work home. Listen, I want that shit. I don't give a fuck if 9-to-5 is out of style. I want that shit. I don't care. People think like, oh, because you're in a 9-to-5 that you're stuck or whatnot. No, I never turned my nose down at 9-to-5. Probably when I was in high school, because as a kid, we're like, oh, we're going to become famous and stuff to where we don't have to have no real schedule. Fuck that shit. I want a 9-to-5. I don't care. Listen, I don't see why people turn their nose up at it so much. Like I also said, there's some people who work 9-to-5s that are making more money than people who have their own business. Period. Like, listen, you could have a 9-to-5 and still have your own business, still have your own side hustle. I understand that a lot of people feel, I won't say a lot of people feel, but I would say a lot of people look at statistics and a couple of statuses or what somebody said, like, oh, I'm working a 9-to-5 and I'm barely paying my bills or whatnot, and they run with that. But that's not everybody though. But shit, I don't want no fast money, because I don't want fast money. I don't mind waiting for it. Because, listen, with a 9-to-5, yeah, you probably going to wait for your check every week, 2 weeks, whatever, bi-monthly. But if you leave your 9-to-5 and then from 5 to 9, you're working on some other things, then you wouldn't really have to be waiting for that check until 2 weeks. But listen, it's a whole thing or whatnot. Have a job. She wants her man to work. But does she even have a job and stuff? Listen, I mean, that's true, though. Now, a lot of women, they be getting mad when other women call out other women on their stuff. But it's like, girl, if you want this man to have all this stuff, you have to at least have something going on for yourself. And then it's like, you asking him for money. And it's like, what are you asking? Like, what exactly are you asking him for money about? Like, what are you asking him for money for? I feel as though if I ask a dude for money, it's because, like, oh, I have to wait for my check, or something came up to where I don't have the $20 to put gas in my car. But if I'm just asking him for money, just to be like, hey, if I ask some money for like, oh, pay all my bills while I just sit around and I do nothing, or whatever little money I make, that's mine. So it's forever gonna be mine. Like, come on now, like, you gotta have something going for yourself, sis. You can't just sit around and think, oh, I'm cute, he needs to give me money. No, listen, I've been watching some videos about dating up and getting a man who got something going for himself. So it's like, you can't just do the bare minimum at all. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Aileen. Make sure you like, subscribe, feedback. I appreciate that. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Country Caribbean. And check me out on Facebook at The Country Caribbean Podcast. And I will check in with you next week. If you want stability, but you still want to have your own little business or whatnot, it's a way to work it. If you really want to work it, you will find a way to work it. Like I said, 9 to 5 pays the bills, and then you're 5 to 9, you're following your dreams. But whatever. And then a lot of people will question her, like, damn, does she even have a job?